mean, it's you with 22 catches, and the next wide receiver is Josh with 4. You know, and Patrick, we're saying this offense works better when the ball's spread around.
I can only go out there, make sure I do my job, and I know through the first 3 games, you know, I don't think I played up to my standard. So I don't like to look at numbers. I don't like to do all that stuff. I got to play better, you know, as an individual. But then also as a core, we all want to play better. Nobody wants to go out there and not make plays. I know everybody in the receiving core, they're hungry. Everybody comes to work, and everybody wants to go out there confident, ready to make a play. I think everybody's going to be able to do that moving forward. I like our energy, especially in practice. Then also in the run game, too, I think we've done an amazing job getting on our defenders and blocking. I mean, if you cut on tape, a lot of guys, I mean, Nelson, I mean, to go against a guy like Revis all game, your third NFL game, that could be intimidating, but he held his own. He did his thing the entire game, so I was extremely proud of him. There were a lot of plays he was open to. He was getting open, so I think just one of those things, you can't always just look at the numbers, and plus, two, it's so early. It's early. 3 games in, you got to let the season play out a little bit more, and I think everybody's going to continue to do better. So.
Pat compared Nelson's rookie year to your rookie year last year. Do you see any parallels there between how you went about things and how he's going about his business?
Yeah, I mean, he's staying positive. I mean, you can't, like I said, you can't worry about all the other things. You can't worry about what people define for you as, like, success or failure. If you're coming to work every day, you're going, doing your thing, and then you're going out to the game, putting out your best foot forward, I think that's the best you can do, then I know it's going to get better for him. I know the game's going to continue to slow down for him, and I know he's going to make the plays that I know that he can make. But he's the type of dude, I don't have to go to him like, hey, man, step. Like, no, he's positive. He's coming in. He's working. You know, I love him to death, and I know he's going to be able to do his thing as the season progresses.
No, D'Angelo, but yeah. I mean, this – what stands out with this Washington secondary?
I like him, man. They're physical, man. They're scrappy. Culliver, I liked him when he was in San Fran. Real athletic, big guy, about 6 foot, close to 200 pounds. So he's a guy you got to always, you know, get ready for when it comes to matchup. And I think Breland, you know, he came in last year and did some really good things. I know everybody remembers his game versus the Cowboys that stood out. And then he's not afraid to stick his head in there and go and cover the best guy. So I know I love watching him on film. He's very, very scrappy. He can get the ball out. So they got some good guys. And I know they just got Golson, too. So you got to have your head on a swivel going across the middle because he'll come down and lay you out. So they got a good group. But I think we're going to get ready. We're going to make sure we can take care of what we got to take care of. And I think we'll be ready for him. So.